Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Joseph Leahy. One of two Iowa National Guard troops killed in Syria on Saturday has been identified as the son of the Meskwaki Nation police chief. Chief Jerry Bunn confirmed his family's tragic loss on social media Saturday. Pentagon officials say a lone gunman killed Guard member Nate Bunn, another Iowa Guard member, and a civilian American interpreter during an ambush. Three other Iowa Guard troops were injured. Speaking to reporters at the White House over the weekend, President Trump praised the sacrifices of the soldiers.
An ambush, terrible. We also have three wounded. They seem to be doing pretty well. But we mourn the loss. These are great, three great people.
Since May, roughly 1,800 Iowa National Guard troops from the 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 34th Infantry Division, have deployed to the Middle East as part of a broad counterterrorism operation. Iowa's 1st District Representative Marionette Miller Meeks has changed her voting address back to a property in Ottumwa, which is not in her district. She made the adjustment in July. Federal law does not require members of Congress to live in the district they represent. Her Ottumwa address was incorporated into the 3rd District when Iowa's congressional maps were redrawn after the 2020 census. In a statement, a spokesperson for Miller Meeks said she changed her address to, quote, be by her husband's side, end quote, and noted she remains committed to serving Iowa's 1st congressional district, which covers roughly the southeastern quadrant of the state. Illinois state lawmakers are set to reconvene in Springfield in January. During their 5-month-long legislative session, House Speaker Chris Welch says his priority will be to tackle affordability. Welch says President Trump's tariff policies are driving up costs for Illinois families, so he expects it will be another busy spring for state lawmakers.
We're going to have to focus on continuing to create good jobs, wage growth, and opportunities for folks. We're going to have to find ways to help our small businesses because, you know, we're hearing that Trump's policies are really hurting small businesses more than ever. There's a lot of work to do ahead.
The governor's office is predicting a $267 million shortfall in the next fiscal year, mainly due to the Trump administration's economic policies. Patients in Illinois who are terminally ill will soon be able to request life-ending medication with a doctor's prescription. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has more.
Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the controversial bill Friday, which has been several years in the making. Patients must have a prognosis of 6 months or fewer to live, be mentally capable of consenting, and request the drug multiple times. Proponents like the ACLU of Illinois say the law is a compassionate choice for people facing dire circumstances. The measure has also drawn fierce opposition from Catholic groups and disability rights advocates. The Catholic Conference of Illinois issued a statement condemning the law, saying Pritzker was putting Illinois on a, quote, dangerous and heartbreaking path. The law goes into effect September 2026. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Both the length and intensity of droughts can come together to hurt prairies and grasslands. Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke reports that's according to a new study on grasslands around the world, including in the central U.S.
The group of scientists ran the same study on sites in places like Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. They imposed extreme drought for 4 years in a row. Christy Portales-Reyes is an assistant professor at St. Louis University and studied sites in Minnesota. She says there were signs of hope in the results.
If you have, say, 2 years of extreme drought and then 1 year of medium levels of drought or maybe a wet year, that essentially makes it so that those catastrophic impacts don't happen. So that I found very encouraging.
Portales-Reyes says this study was important because scientists expect more extreme droughts in the future. I'm Kate Grumke, Harvest Public Media.
This is WVIK News.